Hey, I've got this really great rental property. Should I sell the darn thing?
Let's discuss this one, Clayton, on today's episode.
All right, let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. Now, we recently had an email from somebody who was a fairly new real estate investor, and I think they bought a property maybe about a year or two ago, and they sent the email, and how did they write the email? It was about owning a property. Yeah. It was a fantastic deal.
Yes, renovation was complete. We really like it. It's cash flowing nicely, but I want to sell it.
Right. The returns are great on this property. It's in an area. Like, it was all of these great points, right? It was like, the job market is growing in this area. It's appreciating. It's already worth more than it was. I want to sell it. I think I should sell it. Should I sell it? No. So we wanted to break this down a little bit today, and I wanted to kind of go high level with you, 30,000 foot level, because I'm always reminded of something that I learned at a real estate meetup group many, many years ago. And I've heard this as a cautionary tale from other people. And if you go around the room and ask any of the old time real estate investors in the room, what is their biggest regret in real estate investing? They will say universally, oh, I wish I wouldn't have sold that property. I wish I would have held on to that deal. I wish I would have never sold off a portion of my portfolio. So it always came down to regret,
yeah,
about selling houses that they owned.
Now, again, we always like to have you go through your balance sheet, see what your family owns, and make decisions on turning assets into performing assets, right? So if you've already done that, you've taken an asset and turned it into a performing asset, you don't go back. You keep that performing asset. Now, we are sympathetic to the fact that sometimes you need quick cash in your life in an unexpected way, right? Maybe a family member needs an organ transplant. That's very expensive. Or, I don't know, you know, tree fell on your car, you have no car. There are so many life circumstances that we definitely understand. The problem is, real estate is not quick cash, right? And we hope that we have trained you enough to understand you've taken an asset and turned it into a performing asset, but that asset now is out in the world doing its job, working for its money. It's hard to call that back on a dime.
Right. Real estate, if there is a downside, and the only downside really that I can think of is that it's illiquid. So to Natalie's point, if you need quick cash, it's not cash. It's going to take a while for you to liquidate that asset. It's going to take a while for you to find a buyer, go through the closing process, and get that cash out of the deal. It's not available quickly, unfortunately.
Right. And to become an investor, you should not be sinking every penny you've got into an investment, right? There should be some risk tolerance before you get started. Even if you're starting with no money, hopefully you still have that rainy day fund for when you blow a tire. Or,
yeah, you need a water heater fixed on your main property where you live. If you don't have $800 at home in a rainy day fund and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I should sell that rental property, you know,
you're going to drown in the flood of your house, right? Before you sell that thing. So we just want to prepare you for that because we don't want anyone to have unrealistic expectations and think, oh, well, I could just sell that thing and get this cash back. We refer you to a video we did recently called When Will I Make My Money Back, right? Your money is now, again, out in the world. It's a workhorse. It's a goose. It's no longer sitting in a bucket, right? You've sent it off, right, to do its job. It's doing a good job.
Right, because why would you want to take that cash that you make from this property that you're going to sell off and sit on cash? You're going back to what we try to teach you, which is to not sit on cash in your savings account. If you're saving money, you are losing because of inflation and the government printing currency. So $10 in the bank account today, in 10 years, in the year 2028 or 2029, is going to be worth less historically than it is today. So you don't want to be sitting and banking on investing in cash, government currency. So if you've got a great performing asset, then and you really are analyzing your portfolio and you're thinking, okay, this thing has appreciated really nicely, right? You bought it for $100,000. Now this market has exploded. It's cash flowing great, but it's worth $200,000. Great. You don't want to sell that off for cash. You want to be intelligent about this sale. If you're going to move and maneuver your portfolio, you may then want to put that into a 1031 exchange. And we have a whole video series on how to do right. 1031 exchange. We have our ultimate 1031 exchange video and blog post that you can check out if you want more information on that, so that you're not going to pay taxes on it. You're going to roll it into additional performing assets where you don't touch the profit. You don't have to pay capital gains on it. But this person, I could tell, was quickly becoming a bit of a motivated seller, so to speak, right? There was some underlying motivation for wanting to sell an amazing asset. And this is exactly what wholesalers look for, right? They look for people like kind of like sharks, right? They're looking for someone who's like, I'm just scared. I'm scared. I've got a great rental property. It cash flows great. It's appreciating. I don't have any headaches with it. It's managed by a property management company, but I'm just scared. I want to go back to investing in stock market or have a little cash on the side for something.
Right. So wholesalers are looking for people who just want the cash out of their deals, right? And if you're the kind of person who just wants the cash, you're willing to maybe take a little bit less. You're willing to take less because you think you can get the cash faster, right? In that sense, you're not going to get your cash back at all. You've taken an asset, turned it into a performing asset, and then turned it back for less of the original asset. This makes no sense, especially if your asset is cash flowing
and appreciating, and then you're going to pay capital gains taxes on the sale of this property.
Okay, so we just, again, want to manage expectations so you know, one, this thing is yours now, right? So you have to be prepared for whatever your options are. If, again, in the event you need cash, you can find a wholesaler to get you some cash. You won't get all your cash out of it and close quickly, your decision. Or you can sell it on the open market and hopefully do something intelligent with it. But you have to be prepared. You always have to have an exit strategy, right? We have dozens of properties, and we know if we needed that cash, we would get rid of it this way. That should be in your head. But we want to never sell those things. Hopefully, we never have to.
So when I hear a question like that, I really think that there's a lot of fear behind that question. So you're sending an email saying, I've got this great property. I bought it in Arizona a couple years ago and it's doing great, but I think I should sell it. What do you guys think? And you're listing all of these reasons why it's really awesome. Well, then there's something going on there. There's some sort of a fear-based thing happening with you if this is the question you're even thinking about asking. So maybe get in touch with that part of it first. And maybe if you're confronted with that, maybe you should think long-term about how you should be approaching real estate investing. Is it for me? Maybe you need to take a little bit more time and educating yourself on this process. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, but there are a lot of steps involved in building that wealth.
Exactly right. So we wouldn't want you to be one of those people who are in a room and say 10 years, 15 years later, I wish I hadn't sold that. I still would be appreciating that cash flow in my life, but I gave it to someone else. Right.
One of those old guys at the real estate meetup group, like
why's it got to be a guy?
I always picture like the old guys from the Muppet Show.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Like those guys. You don't want to be one of those guys.
Oh, I wish I would have kept that property. Right. Oh, that was a good one. I let that one get away.
Now, we do talk a lot about your emotional connection to money and your limiting beliefs when it comes to money and how to make decisions not emotionally. In the Financial Freedom Academy, if you have not checked out financialfreedomacademy.com, please do. This is a course that we teach families together to learn to build wealth with performing assets. It's not necessarily a real estate course, but I think it's great for anyone who wants to build any kind of wealth in their house and do it with all family members on board. So check that out.
Yeah, financialfreedomacademy.com, link below. And then check out all of our other content here on the channel. Thank you so much for subscribing. And we'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye then.